let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, he's carried me through. When I'm down and out, he lifts me up. I know that he'll be there to help me
chill. Jesus is real to me.
No other has good. Yeah.
I know that.
Just talk to my chief, he helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, he's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other.
I'm
good.
I know that he's real.
Well, glory, glory, glory. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and you were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. Today's edition is Fear Nothing, Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty. And we're going to be going to Psalms, the 27th chapter, and we're going to read the first
We're not going to read the whole thing. I would encourage you to read the whole thing. And I am going to read to the 8th chapter.
And in this, we're talking about fearing nothing. Because with God and on our side and Christ as our Savior and the Holy Spirit as our guide, we're truly protected by the Holy Trinity from anything and everything. So God did not even give us the spirit of fear. So when we're experiencing fear, it is not coming from God. He did not even give us that feeling. It's coming from Lucifer. And he's using a human emotion and sparking this human reaction that God never equipped us with. So we're reacting to something that we don't have to react to. And I know it's easier said than done. I struggle with it myself. But let me read what David said to the Lord. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation.
whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even though I will be confident. One thing I ask for the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to graze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in the days of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of the sacred tent, and he shall set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. As at his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Savior. Though my father and his mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a strong path, in a straight path, because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise against me, spouting malice accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. The Spirit told me that I was not going to cut that off. I read all of this 27th chapter of Psalms 1 all the way down to 14. And this is saying, he's calling out, David headed the army. And he's calling out, war is breaking out around him. And he's calling out to the Lord to help him overcome his enemies, those who are trying to attack. Well, our life is like a battle, because Satan is always trying to attack us in some kind of way. Trying to put obstacles in front of us to make us stumble, to make us fall. He uses other people to do that. And what this reading is really talking about is really standing up and declaring that there is no fear in you because of who you belong to. You belong to the Most High God. He is your Father. He's the light and he's the salvation. Now, through his Son is the only way to get to him. Don't forget John 3:16. But the wicked, so what David is saying is that when the wicked advance towards me, they try to deceive me, they try to capture me, they try to do everything. Don't let your heart be filled with fear. Again, fear is not an emotion that God has given us. So instead, ask God that you dwell all your life in his presence, in his house. In his house, just like going to your parents' house, no matter how old you get, when you go to a parent's house, you feel safe and secure. No matter how old you are, you do. Well, that's how you feel when you go to your Father, your Heavenly Father's house. And when you spiritually and mentally begin to see yourself as a child of God, you begin to understand that this fight has nothing to do with you. He's actually having a battle with Satan. And we're going to discuss that. I'm going to put up the Job Bible study so everyone can understand that sometimes God will say, choose this servant, because he knows your heart. He knows you will not turn and curse him no matter what is bestowed on you. So this is also saying,
besides asking God to hear your voice, not to forsake you. It mentions your father and mother forsaking you because we're human and that's what happens. But with confidence, we must understand that we are feeling and knowing the goodness of God now. If we just wait on Him, He has a divine and perfect plan for everything we pray about. But sometimes we get impatient praying because we want it to happen instantly, and God is preparing something for you. And when He's preparing it, He's going to take His time. And it's going to be more than you can imagine. So what we have to do is, instead of being stricken with fear all the time, we have to fight and resist the devil so he will flee. Speak the promises of God over him. When the devil comes, you say to him, "I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Wait on for the Lord, be strong, and take heart, and wait for the Lord. 13th to the 14th chapter. It ends just standing on that promise. And you could tell the devil that promise. I'm just going to sit and wait for the Lord. I'm not going to have fear. I'm not going to be afraid of what's going to happen in the future or what's going to happen tomorrow. I will cast my cares onto God in Christ because they care for me. And I'm just going to stand here or sit here doing what God has asked me to do, and I spread His word while I wait on His blessings that are assured to come. Assured, a promise. All right, everybody. I want you to read that and meditate on it. We're going to come back and discuss it some more. If you have any questions or any comments, definitely email us at jhomorg1@gmail.com. Be sure to visit our website at www.jhom.org, and you can find out a lot of things about the ministry. All right, first up on the mic is Daniel Wilson, because we're going to take a walk in the sun. That's S-O-N, everybody, the Son of God. Let's go.
Day, told me things wasn't going the right way. Wife had left him, kids don't see him, and his house is not a home. Said he had a bed to sleep in. Asked me would I stay the weekend. I don't wanna be by myself. Do you think that you can help? I told him, man, you're out of order. I love my Savior, I know I told ya. Turned to leave with an attitude, said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? Lord, have mercy on his soul. He doesn't know you, so I gotta go. Then I heard a voice inside me say, tell him I'm the only
take
way.
Take a walk in the sun.
Oh, take a walk in the sun.
Take a walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun.
Take a walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun.
Lord, please give me the words to say to make him look your way today. This may be his last day on this earth. Lord, don't let him be trapped in a curse. I said, let's stay right here and talk for a while. Let's try to fix what's broken inside. Said he just needed someone in his life. I said, I know someone who'll do you right. There's someone you really should meet. Sometimes rowdy, sometimes discreet. He said, who is it? I said, it's Jesus. He said, you're tripping. No, listen. He will love you. He will hold you. Always right there. You can trust him. Let's think about him. And this is true. He's so in love with you.
Come
so
take a walk in the sun.
Come take a walk in the sun.
Take a walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun.
love is what you need. Love is more than physical. It's what you're looking for. Love is what you need. Love is more than physical. Love is more than physical. Love is more than physical. Love is what you need. Love is more than physical. It's what you're looking for. Love is more than physical. Love is what you need. Love is more than physical. He will make your heart say.
All right, that was Danielle Woodson with Walk in the Sun. Sorry about that little noise interruption there. You know, sometimes when you're doing things, technology gets in the way. But thank God for technology, because for all of these years, over a decade, we have been getting on the air, spreading the word of God throughout the nations, and I am so grateful for technology to allow me to do that. All right, everybody, next up on the mic is Robert Sexton in All-Time Blues Review with Long Time Coming. Love is the answer. Here we go.
Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey,
long time coming. Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way. Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running down the track to Judgment Day.
Yeah. is the answer, satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey, long time coming.
Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way.
Long time coming.
Yeah, two trains running down the track of Judgment Day. Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey,
long time coming. Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way.
Hallelujah.
Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running down the track to Judgment Day.
Hey, hey.
Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way.
Long time.
All right, that was Long Time Coming. Love is the Answer by Robert Sexton and the All-Star Blues Review. Everybody, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And now it is time for the Sister Poochie Gospel House mix by myself. And the purpose of the dance mix, this mix, and the dance mix for our DJ Shaheem, is to get off your feet, get it up in your spirit, and praise the Lord for about 15 minutes for whatever He has done for you good in your life. And praise Him for just being God. Praise Him for His Son. Praise Him for the Son for the access to God again. Just praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, just because He's God. And you're going to do that for 15 minutes, release all of that, how happy He would be since He made us to praise. So with my mix and DJ Shaheem mix, you're also going to look for the message embedded in the mix, because within this is a ministry within itself. So without further ado, here's the Sister Poochie Gospel House mix up first. Here we go.
DJ. Erase the doubts and find the strength against the lies inside of you. DJ.
All right. Catch your breath. That was the Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix. And we're going to keep rolling on. Keep this praise going with DJ Shaheem. Here we go.
Yeah. cry and we don't know why. And we fail but we never try. And life gets overwhelming. But when I am in doubt, I trust that he'll work it out. His love surpasses understanding. His love lasts forever. Hey, even when we feel like giving up, you're something to hold in. His love is everlasting.
Is everlasting.
All understanding.
Love is kind, it does not envy. It don't boast, it's not proud, it is not self-seeking. Although things may not always look so great, just put a smile on your face, yeah, expect a better day.
Honor God, Heavenly Father, I'm moving to your spirit, control every part of my life and all the drama, even through the pain, even through the problems, I'ma still praise your name. I got a little testimony, wanna tell you about it. Devil tried to bring me down, knock me off the mountain. I told my mom about it, she just started singing, shouting. Said my blessings coming soon, flowing like a fountain. Your faith stronger through your trials and your tribulations, but give it all to God, a little time, a little patience. Name it, claim it, your joy coming in the morning time. Keep this on your mind, even on your grind. Take him with you everywhere you go, to keep your soul fed. She rubbed some blessed oil on my forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, take control, make him whole. Joy coming full force.
When I was down here,
I'm straight than two.
Gospel house mix and the gospel mix by DJ Shaheem. You were just listening to. I hope you got some holy praise on. I hope you got a chance to just say God is great and simply to be praised, like that last song said. I want to make sure you don't forget to reading of the week, and this comes from Psalms, and I want you to read the whole 27th chapter, and it talks about not fearing anything, not being afraid, because your God. Your God is with you. Your God knows you. Your God will let you dwell in his house and give you protection, provisions, and everything you need. God loves us that much. He's going to take care of us, even though it doesn't feel like it sometimes. Hold on to your faith. So if you have any questions, definitely email us at jhomorg1@gmail.com, or just go to our website, jhom.org. All right, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. Thank you, my Heavenly Father, for one more day. I'll see you next week. Oh!